As a culture, we seem unwilling to accept this truth. Success is not always built on success. Real success is best informed by failure. Frequently, the mistakes we hate most, we later call experience. The two conditions are tied together in an equation, where the character determines what they do and how they respond to the failure, the pause, and mistakes that are organic to our experience. It's this parity, the battle to be successful, and the truth that it doesn't come easy and often, that can paralyze us. And that appears to be evidenced in the military and particularly with young people. Stigma, the assignment of a negative attribute to an individual, is a strong cultural factor in military circles. As a person who had agency with some of those people, I regret not taking an opportunity to share more openly when appropriate. They may have learned from my struggles. We talked about lessons learned, but I failed to share my insight. I have imagined what I might say, not wanting to be persuasive as much as to be seen as telling my truth. We can learn from other people's trials, and that vulnerability and perspective might disrupt the stereotype we have built around being perfect and how we achieve happiness. Perhaps standing up in testimony would help eliminate the stigma of feeling helplessness. If I had the chance, this is what I would say, without a microphone and without a podium. I thought you should know something about me, about my past, and about how I learned to move forward when things got tough. I faced adversity, just like many of you, challenges that overtook me in the moment and were devastating. I experienced loss, like many of you, and frankly, I had doubts about how I could ever work through the sadness. I've experienced family deaths, experienced disappointments, and been kicked in the ass. Combat and the insanity of war makes deep imprints in people. Honestly, sharing that experience with brothers is something I treasure. Something so jagged cuts through many layers and ties us together. Misery can do that. I feel fortunate to have served with heroes. Perhaps you feel that fellowship. Sadly, I also remember scenes I wish I could unsee. Sounds disrupt my normal. Fear comes back to me and drags me back to conflict and the toughest moments. This condition weathers me in ways I have yet to understand. My truth is, I lost my way. Clouds filled my morning. I had days where I was in the shadow, fighting nightmares and anxiety that would not go away. I was receding. My body changed and became dull. I existed, but I lost my grip on meaning. I was hopeless and afraid. I did not know the way out. I wanted out. Badly. Yes, that badly. We convince ourselves that we should do the right things, achieve the next goal, and move forward. This is baked into our understanding of promotions, titles, and responsibility. But what we seem to miss is our humanity as imperfect beings, capable of many things, but subject to the frailties of both our bodies and mind. We fail sometimes. We get kicked in the ass and are hurt, not knowing how to get up and try again. There are things we cannot do. We celebrate progression and recognition in our culture, and this evolution likely appears like a moving sidewalk. You enter at one level, and as time passes and you complete tasks, you arrive at the next rank, the next job, and the next reward. We talk too little about failing. We are taught that we must perform tasks to standard and have little appreciation for failure as a way to learn and improve. We look at a person with titles and positions higher than us and imagine that they have some skill or attribute that makes them better. That is fake.